Oh, yeah, it's swollen, but it'll be all right.
Did it happen on the last play, before the last play?
No, I'm not sure when it happened, sometime during the game.
Did it affect your ability to throw that?
I don't think so. I don't think so because I've made throws up until that point, too. So I don't feel like it did.
So do you did you have anything re-examined today or not?
No, everything feels good.
Josh, did you need a couple of series or whatever to, coming back from the concussion to get yourself kind of back in the groove? Is that kind of what happened on Sunday? You just needed a little time to get your bearings?
I don't know. I don't want to say that. I think didn't get started fast, and I feel like, the week of work was good, the preparation was good, so I don't feel like that was an issue. You never know, but I don't feel that way.
Josh, will you have to miss any practice time?
No.
Were you able to step into that last throw?
No, I didn't, and it's part of it. So I wasn't quite able to finish the motion the way I want to, so didn't get as much on the ball as I'd like.
Was that the case on the first down throw to Benjamin on the left sideline on that throw from the end zone?
No. I was able to get into that one. I just didn't get it up early enough. A couple guys to his side, and it's just learning and growing with Travis and his speed and the coverage, the off coverage that they had, there was safety helping on that side, and I really didn't think he'd get past those guys like that. But Travis so fast, and he got on top of him. The ball got up late, though. That was on me for sure.
On the last one, on a cover two, in hindsight, do you feel good about the decision to go outside?
Well, I mean, had I been able to throw the ball the way I want to throw it, I'm okay with it. Could we have checked it down and got some more yards that way and kept it going? Yes, absolutely. So, this is that's hindsight. You never want to turn the ball over. That's for sure.
After the game, you said that you felt good about how you looked at Charles. Is that just the case where sometimes you have to just tip your hat to your opponent for making an outstanding play?
Yeah, he made a good play. But, again, like I said, the location of the throw was not where I wanted it. It was not the type of throw that I wanted to make. So I felt like everything I did on the play, my intention was it to hold him and do, what we did was good. It was just getting enough on the ball. So that's the main thing. But that being said, he made an excellent play on the ball. So. And to catch it, get his feet in bounds, all that stuff was an excellent play.
So you tried to get Travis past him, right?
Yeah.
Toward the goal line, not in that window?
Yeah, that was my thought process.
And, we talked about rustiness and all that. That was the first extended play we've had in 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we were talking about that, since really, had the 19 plays against the Jets, and then but since the third quarter of Tampa, it was, so it is, but like I said, it came out and we had a good week of work last week, and finally kind of later, a little too late in that game, got a little groove going and started moving the ball around. And so that's the one thing, offensively we got to build on. We got to pick up where we left off in that sense of just how well we were moving the ball and keep that going.
There was so much talk about the team having to run the ball to be successful. Was yesterday kind of just a function of the score?
Yeah, probably so. I mean, their front did a good job. They're really good job on the edges, with Mac and Alden Smith, and they're big guys inside. And so, that's something that we've said here from the beginning is that we're going to be able to run the ball, and so. We got to do a better job of getting that going. But some of it's a function of just, how the game went. And all of a sudden you're down a couple scores. And so the throw count gets up. But it's certainly something, obviously, we want to focus on and get done because that's what we said. It's how this team's built. And it's what we want to be able to do for sure.
Ryan Hartline made a comment after the game about, attack more earlier. Do you feel that same way? And I don't know if it was a play calling thing or more of an energy thing. But trying to get over that slow start yesterday.
Yeah, I think just I don't think that we weren't attacking. I think we just have to execute better earlier, you know. And you know, we just got through watching the tape and felt like everybody kind of took a turn early, you know, took their turn. And in offensive football, when all 11 guys aren't firing, it'll stifle you quick and it'll slow things down. And so I think that's what contributed to it more than anything. And because I felt like, you know, obviously we were attacking later in the game as far as throwing the ball, we were throwing it more. And so, but again, we talked about, you know, establishing a run with the team and how our team's built. And so that's something that, you know, we won't ever get away from. But I don't necessarily think we weren't attacking. It's just, it's more of where we were execution-wise than anything.
Thanks.
I don't know. I don't know. I came to the sideline. It was bleeding, and they patched it up. And I was looking at pictures while they were doing it. And so, you know, I don't. Wish I could tell you.
I don't remember.
Is it more likely it hit a helmet or stepped on?
I think it was stepped on. I don't know when. If I was guessing, seems like I'll remember it after a sack or something in the third quarter. But I don't know. So. I don't know.